Thinking and Destiny by Harold W. Percival, jedvater.com, read by Big Ned McFeely. The following is an excerpt from Thinking and Destiny, 1946, by Harold W. Percival. Consciousness is the ultimate, the final reality. Consciousness is that by the presence of which all things are conscious. Mystery of all mysteries, it is beyond comprehension. Without it, nothing can be conscious. No one could think. No being, no entity, no force, no unit could perform any function. Yet consciousness itself performs no function. It does not act in any way. It is a presence everywhere. And it is because of its presence that all things are conscious in whatever degree they are conscious. Consciousness is not a cause. It cannot be moved or used or in any way affected by anything. Consciousness is not the result of anything, nor does it depend on anything. It does not increase or diminish, expand, extend, contract, or change, or vary in any way. Although there are countless degrees in being conscious, there are no degrees of consciousness, no planes, no states, no grades, divisions, or variations of any sort. It is the same everywhere and in all things, from a primordial nature unit to the supreme intelligence. Consciousness has no properties, no qualities, no attributes. It does not possess. It cannot be possessed. Consciousness never began. It cannot cease to be. Consciousness is. The End. From Thinking and Destiny by Harold W. Percival, read by Big Ned McFeely. Visit wisefoolpress.com to learn more about the books of Jed McKenna in print, ebook, and audio formats.